Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. If you've ever admired the blossoming cherry trees on Riverside Drive or outside the Metro Courthouse, you have the Nashville Cherry Blossom Festival to thank for that. The event happened again this weekend. Music and culture reporter Justin Bardi was among the estimated 60,000 people there.
Walking up to the Cherry Blossom Festival, I was met with the sound of taiko drums.
We begin with a song called Hiru Sandangaishi. And this song is about a mighty dragon flying in the sky, making big circles.
Director of the fest, Sammy Arnold, told me that the economic link between Japan and Nashville goes back to the 1970s.
By far and away, our most important international partner is the state.
Japan has invested $21 billion in the state of Tennessee, more than any other country in the world.
The connection between Japan and Tennessee and Nashville is very strong.
As Consul General Shinji Watanabe, the Cherry Blossom Fest celebrates the economic impact, but more so Japanese culture. There was ikebana flower arranging, traditional Japanese flute playing, and lots of Nashvillians dressed in cosplay, dressing as their favorite anime characters. Noni Emile was in a yellow wig, a poofy dress, and lots of decorative sparkles.
It's always fun when people, like older ladies, little kids, and they're like, hey, can we get a photo with you? We think you're really cool. And that's just like something that's like, that feels really nice.
Yeah. The fest started in the late 2000s when the Japanese consulate moved here and gifted 100 cherry blossom trees to the city. And the longest line in the fest was for free cherry trees. The Nashville Tree Foundation gave away 750 saplings. Celeste Wilson pointed to the trees next to the courthouse.
Those are the very first trees that were planted in front of Metro Courthouse.
Oh.
So you can see how large they've gotten since 2008.
And the fest is a fun way to strengthen the bonds between Nashville and Japan.
Japanese culture, it's so many things still coming together in one, and I think it's just a good way for people to be able to connect with other people.
And Japan also loves American culture. And a highlight of the fest was this Elvis impersonator who flew in from Japan and brought everybody together in a rendition of Sweet Caroline.